Hello and welcome to the Melissa Diaz Report. My name is Melissa Diaz, coming to you live from Austin, Texas. I don't know. I'm pretty sleep deprived, so I could be anywhere right now. Truly, in my head, I'm just floating on a cloud of cognitive fogginess from the brain damage that I'm sustaining from raising a baby. But anyway, I'm assuming I'm in Austin, Texas. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Melissa Diaz Report. Here we go. Here we go. Yes. Okay. I do have a clicker now, an ability. I have a switchboard that gives me the ability to zoom in, zoom out, whatever, all about, okay? That's what we're all about now. It's about freedom from editors, video editors, that is, right? I want to free up the editors and do my own thing, and we're going to do it with this switchboard. Yes, that's right. All right, so let's get cracking on what we're going to cover today, okay? We got four topics we're going to get through. First up, according to a New York Times article that was published on Sunday, federal prosecutors open investigation into Fed Chair Powell. Will he be replaced by AI? Stay tuned. Followed by 15,000 nurses go on strike against New York City's richest hospitals. This is according to a report by local New York communist rag Independent, in and of itself. Something to read just to see what those crazies are up to. And then we're going to talk about the Department of Homeland Security, which has promised to send hundreds more federal agents into Minnesota days after one shot and killed Renee Good there. And that's just the latest update on that story. And then we're going to really just briefly pass over another story by Bloomberg News about U.S. overdose deaths, which dropped as fentanyl supply weakened. This is according to a study by Bloomberg. So yeah, that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to be covering. I can't believe I was able to read that without completely stumbling. I'd stumbled one tiny little bit. But if you knew how not here I am right now, you would not be very surprised, okay? I am killing it right now for myself, okay? I'm operating at 10% and I'm giving you 120,000%, okay? Because that's how I roll, okay? So let's get started with personal updates, all right? So basically, yeah, I mean, I was actually getting some pretty good sleep lately. We had worked out a system, me and Jean, where we just split up. We have to sleep in separate rooms now. But in order to sort of balance, average out the amount of okay sleep we get, like decent sleep, I will start the night off. I sleep about 3 hours in a separate room. Jean sleeps with the baby. Then we switch and I spend the rest of the night with the baby because I'm less affected by disrupted sleep, right? So I could do a few more hours than him. But last night, it all went to shit. So I don't know what happened with this baby, okay? But she decided that it was time for an all-night wrestling match. And so when it was, first of all, Gene didn't even, he tapped out. Round one, she had already defeated him. So he wakes me up at 1 a.m. Now I gotta fucking go in there. I'm spending the rest of the night with this lucha libra. Lucha baby over here, luchadora baby, and I'm just going in there, just trying to, you know, I'm flexing, I'm stretching my hamstrings, I'm doing a couple of the, you know, over the arm side stretches, right? And I dive into bed, I try to put her in a chokehold, put the bottle in her mouth. She's not having it. She kicked my ass all night. This baby was just running suplexes right in my face. She's dive bombing into my chest. She's rolling around. I mean, she really had me on the ropes basically all night. I did not sleep. Okay. But she won. At one point, at around 6 a.m, I was like, what the hell am I even? What am I even trying to help this baby sleep? Let's just get up. So I got up. I took this baby. And I shoved her in a harness and I just walked around with her for an hour. I showed her some deer that were taking a dump out in the backyard. I was like, ooh, isn't that mysterious and mystical and magical? And then Deer's just like, and then Sunday was very impressed. She was like, ah. So she was talking at the deer through the window. And that was fun. And then finally, it took forever, but then she finally started to pass out. So I go back and tried to sleep a little bit more. I managed to pass out for a couple more hours, but that was it. And, you know, I don't know, man. There is a gulf of a divide between parents who are like me, who are like looking at this baby and you're like, this is messed up. This is messed up. How does anyone do this? And then there's another side of people who have like four or five of them. They're like, yeah, another one's on the way. Bring it on. And I look at, to me, they seem like, you must be some kind of psychotic masochist. You must be insane. You must be, I don't know. You must be missing half your brain. Something is happening here, okay? Or I am missing half my brain and I'm not able to just deal with one baby. This is crazy. Does anybody relate to this? I mean, I don't know how anybody does it. It's insane. This is not possible. How does anybody raise more than one kid? How do you do it? I guess they have family or something. Well, I guess you have to have family or you have to be rich enough to pay a Jamaican woman to take them from you and go somewhere else. Or you're okay with making this your entire personality, your entire life, your raison d'être, your reason for getting up in the morning and going to bed at night. And if you're not the kind of person that can just do that or that wants to do that, then you're in for something else, booby. But I like it though, because I mean, she's amazing. It's nice. Little babies are cool. I didn't know that. I've never babysat. I was never the kind of teenager that you would look at and be like, oh, I wonder if she would babysit my child. I was the kind that you would be like, I don't want her hanging out with my kids. You know what I mean? Like septum piercing, you know, I was just sitting on the street, just total dirtbag. And so I get it. But so it's my first go around with a baby and it's insane. I don't know how people do. And then also there's so many reasons to freak out constantly. Like you're like, can they sleep in this facing a pillow? Will they die? SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, freaks you out. You're just constantly like, what's happening right now? What is she gonna die? Every second you're like, is she gonna die? And it's all innocuous stuff. Like she ate, you know, the wrapper off a straw. You're like, is she gonna die? So it's like, hey, I don't know how some people are just real chill about this. I do shows. I do stand-up shows. I talk to some people. They have lots of babies and they are smiling up at me. They're just grinning like, yeah, isn't it great? And I'm like, it's fucked up, man. What are you doing? What do you know that I don't know? You're not worried about SIDS? Sunday's, she's old enough now where I think the percentage risk of SIDS went down to like 10% from 90%. It's 90% from like 1 to 4 months. Okay. 1 to 4 months, you're just like, oh my God. Because you know why? Because they don't even tell you, nobody is clear on what SIDS even is because there's no clarification on, I think it's on purpose. Here's what I think is going on with SIDS. Okay. The problem with sudden infant death syndrome is that it's all kinds of reasons. All kinds of reasons cause SIDS. But when you really look into what those are, if you break down the reasons, it's like, you know, you're sleeping on, the baby's sleeping with their face in a pillow, carbon dioxide builds up and they die. Or like your parents, you know, they pop one too many oxys and then they just roll over on you. And that's the thing. It's like, it's most SIDS is caused by stupidity. Stupidity from the parents or stupidity from the baby. Everyone can be stupid and stupidity can be fatal. But the problem is that it's not a good look to call, to call it what it is. You can't just change SIDS to mean stupid infant syndrome, no matter how true it is. And then you'd have to have one for parents too, which means stupid adult syndrome, which is SADS. But that fits more and it's more accurate. And they don't want to do that because, you know, shaming. Although, who cares about shaming a baby? Babies don't know they're babies. But the adults, right? You don't want to shame these stupid idiots. You don't want to shame stupid dumbasses. So for being stupid, it's not your fault, especially with this level of sleep deprivation. Not everybody can handle or maintain that. Okay, everybody has their limit. You could die if you don't sleep long enough. You know what I mean? So, and if you don't have good habits, you're easily going to be popping too many, like some Xannies and Oxys, and you take some wine and you watch Real Housewives and you pass out, and then you in your sleep you just use your baby as an ottoman, you know what I mean, and you crush their head or something. You know what I mean? Crush their head just because you're a dumbass. You didn't build good baby taking care of habits. Not that I have better ones necessarily, but I'm not popping Oxys and just passing out next to my baby like it's spring break or something. Anyway, moving on. That was the personal update. Personal update. All right, on to the news. Okay, our first topic is going to be about the open investigation being opened into Fed Chair Powell. This is according to a report by the New York Times. There's been a lot of commentary on it, a lot of outrage, a lot of takes, a lot of spins. I'll give you mine, obviously. But first, let's dive into the story. Okay. So first of all, you know, the U.S. Attorney's Office in the District of Columbia launched a criminal investigation into Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. The investigation reportedly focuses on his June 2025 congressional testimony about the central bank's renovation of its Washington headquarters. I don't know if you remember that. There was a whole video between Trump and Powell. Trump is like nitpicking at the building because, you know, that's what he knows. That's what he does. He's like, this isn't a building. You know, you put money into this building. I know buildings. You know buildings. You're a stupid bitch. And then Powell is like, you're a stupid bitch. And then they had like a slap. They had like a slap fight, rhetorically, of course. And now I guess Jerome Powell is going to get sued because Trump is just trying to get him riled up, right? Trying to shake him up and possibly just get him out of that position and get somebody more amenable to what Trump wants, right? To what's going to make him look good for his constituents. Sure. Okay. This is politicking. One thing that I don't get mad about Trump is that most people do is frivolous lawsuits. Frivolous lawsuits don't bother me. I think they're good. I think it's good. Frivolous lawsuits, bring it on. Okay? Listen, I'll tell you why. This is my take on this. All right? When it comes to people bitching about Trump's frivolous lawsuits and just frivolous lawsuits in general, do them. Do the frivolous lawsuits. I think more people should be doing frivolous lawsuits. Most people, you know, the everyman, so to speak, if they do a lawsuit, it's more to try to make some money off of slipping on some paint at Home Depot or something, right? You're trying to run a scam. You're trying to make a quick buck. But, you know, I get that. You want to make some money, right? You want a payday. Okay. But really, if you want people to be involved civically, okay, you have to make them involved in a way that is more like reality television. And Trump is in the vanguard of that movement. More people should be like that in that particular way, where you should be suing for everything, because that'll get people civically involved. That'll get people riled up, because voting doesn't matter anymore, right? Everything, the powers that be are entrenched. The trajectories are set, okay? Case in point, the Federal Reserve, right? It's a centralized banking system meant to tweak the dials of interest rates in order to steer this economy in a direction that avoids extreme swings in, you know, in the economy. And so if we're into that, right, that's cool. That's fine. But at the same time, that makes it so that when you want to vote for somebody, you don't really have a lot of confidence, because what the Fed chair is doing, what the Fed does for the banking system, there are people doing tweaks and dials all over the fucking place. And we know that, right? That it's like the system is rigged, okay? It's going to go where they want it to go. And we know that. But one silver lining, one hope that we still have is in suing everyone. Sue everyone, okay? At this point, with ChatGPT, you can train yourself to be a lawyer. You can use ChatGPT as a lawyer. I'm waiting for the first person who wants to be represented by ChatGPT just straight up in the courts. And I think ChatGPT should be used specifically for frivolous lawsuits so that you get people excited about being involved in the justice system, okay? And get people going. Make it Real Housewives, okay? Make it like a reality TV show, because then people will just come from all corners to just be a part of it, to be live audiences to it, right? The more frivolous, the better. You should be suing somebody for finding one poppy seed in your onion bagel, right? One that shouldn't be there, okay? That's you just pretend you're allergic. Sue them. Sue everyone. Sue all the politicians. Sue everybody. Sue the media. Sue your neighbor. Like, sue each other for fun. I really do think that, because you know why? Because you want to add some stress to this justice system. It's for too long, it's gone unexercised, unchallenged, right? We need to get the justice system to work more, like exercise, okay? Work it out more. Get judges in there, like, make them work, okay? It's your tax dollars. Make them do more shit and let them get paid more for it. I feel like you got to get these lawyers, public attorneys, get them more money and then make them work for you, right? That's what I'm saying. Like, make them sue everybody for everything, okay? You sue your own mother just for fun, just so that you can have like a family bonding in the courthouse. You mean in the courthouse, everybody's dressed up. It's the new opera house. It's the opera house for Americans in the 21st century, because we don't care about art and culture anymore. We only care about drama. And the court is the best, most exonerated, highest level of drama that you can achieve. And so it's about legislation and race, discrimination, right? All kinds of really important things. You want people involved. Let's have an arbiter. Let's have judges in the way, you know, making decisions, right? Let's make dramatic shots. Let's have social media accounts for all the courts, all right? And they can make content. They could dance and dance for us. If you're taking my tax dollars, I want you to dance for me. That's what I'm saying. I want to see you on TikTok dancing for me, because it's my tax money. And I just want to be able to sue anybody, anytime, anywhere, for whatever reason. I want to sue BP Oil, not for anything in particular that has to do with any ecological thing. I just want to sue BP Oil. You know, for, I don't know, let's say an oil slick in my neighborhood that I don't like, that I think is, uglifying the area and affecting my real estate value, the real estate value of the, I don't care. I just want to sue them. I want to sue them. And I want you to sue them too. I want us all to sue. Because if you can't vote and change anything, at least you can just be really obnoxious and annoying. And I think that's really good. So in that way, I think Trump is really a shining example of what more Americans should do, which is just sue everybody. Sue your boss, okay? When you get fired, you should turn around and sue your fucking boss immediately. Sue it. Sue the manager. Sue everybody. Class action lawsuit. Who cares? Okay, look, you're never going to have the lawyer power, which is the foundation of real power in this country is that you can just have a team of lawyers. But now we can have teams. The poor man's team, which is just, you know, large language models. Use Claude, use ChatGPT, use Grok, okay? Use one, use each of them to be your law team, right? Use them as a team for your court cases. Who cares if you win, right? You're in it. You're in it. You're in it for the principle of the thing, okay? You don't care if you win. You just care about annoying Chick-fil-A. You know what I mean? Just being annoying. Just making their law team work. Just make them scramble. Make them have to put in the paperwork. Just make them do it. Why not? Why not? What have you got to lose? What have any of us got to lose? Let's do it for fun. I'll see you in the courts, my brother and sisters. We'll do it together. Let's just sue the shit out of everybody all the time. So anyway, aside from that, it's going to go to court, this thing with Chairman Jerome Powell. Trump's going to sue him. They're going to have a whole bitch out in court, and it's going to settle where it does. I don't get the impression yet that judges are particularly bought off. Some probably are, absolutely, but as an entire institution, there's a lot going on in different justice departments, and they seem to be kind of decentralized enough to prevent extensive cronyism. So that's a really good opportunity to just, okay, sorry, I keep pitching this thing of everybody sue everybody all the time, but I'm just saying, you know, it's like, have some fun in this country. They're going to take your tax money. They're going to raise your rents. They're going to raise the price of housing. They're going to disenfranchise you on a whim when necessary. They'll also give you these things back when necessary, right? Whenever it's expedient, whenever it keeps the economy running, whenever they have to incentivize it, they'll do it. They'll lower the cost of eggs, right? And they'll raise it when also with tariffs and whatnot, right? And so if you're going to be at the mercy of the economy like that, right? Where you're just some pawn now, where everything is business to business and you're not really included. In fact, you're just treated like some kind of strange new cattle that is just being herded around to different SaaS platforms and websites and media, right? Different propaganda and different companies. And you're just kind of just a pig grazing, and they just sell you this slop, AI slop, your food is slop, your life, your medical care is slop, right? If you're going to be that, be annoying. Be annoying is what I'm saying. Anyway, okay, that really went off the rails. But I believe strongly in that, and I think I'm making a good case. Tell me what you think in the comments below. That's all I'm saying, okay? Sue everybody. All right. Anyway, that was that story. Let's move on. What's the next story? The next story, 15,000 nurses go on strike against New York City's richest hospitals. This is according to The Independent. Now, The Independent is, how can I put this? The Independent is, it's a communist rag, basically, okay? It's not particularly stand out, but what they lack in intellectual rigor and like genuine conversation, they make up for it by being very resilient and ambitiously sticking to their guns about what they stand for and what they cover and what their focus is, and they have grit. You know, they stick with the people that read The Independent in New York are basically those irate, those disgruntled bicycle riders, not the ones that wear all the gear, but the ones that have dreadlocks and leg warmers and their commute is mainly over the Brooklyn Bridge every morning or something like that, you know? And so that's what The Independent's for. But I cover news from all corners. I think it's important to look at every angle and where the idiots are. Like, it doesn't matter. You have to know, especially the idiots, because look, idiots cause SIDS. And that's a very, very tragic occurrence, right? So stupidity is dangerous. And so you should especially be focusing on stupid people. So anyway, I'm not saying the people that read The Independent are stupid at all. I'm just saying some of their articles are. But some of their articles aren't. Some of their articles are focusing on things that I think we should be a little more cognizant of that are occurring, right? Such as these 15,000 nurses that are going on strike, okay? So essentially, wrong one. This is so embarrassing. Okay, hold on a second. Oh my God. This is the wrong tab. I'm still getting used to this switcher, okay? Just bear with me because I'm just trying to make this shit work. I don't want to hire an editor. And AI can't do this yet. You see? There you go. Now you have a job. So anyway, 15,000 nurses go on strike against New York City's richest hospitals. And this is an interesting thing because this is kind of the aftermath of, you know, the aftermath of COVID is essentially what's happening right now. And I think this is really, in a nutshell, an example of that. I think we really need to note and document what's happening now. Marjorie Taylor Greene leaving Congress, all of these little, you know, economic, you know, these scrappy economic, what do you call it? What's the word? These grievances, right? That are being brought by people who are economically disenfranchised, especially now after COVID. I think we really need to stay aware that is going on. That narrative is happening at the same time. It's important because, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she represented the part of MAGA that was really what got Trump into office each time, actually. And now he's turned around and basically, you know, said no releasing Epstein files. Very unsatisfactory, right? And also other things like healthcare and everything that Marjorie Taylor Greene is defending, right? And the people who are like her that were MAGA also defend, right? Because they know people that need those services. Now they're getting the boot, right? Now their usefulness, their utility is done. And now Trump is moving on with, you know, the other rich people, which of course he would, because that's what he is. And this is happening all across the board. Now you have these nurses who, as The Independent rightfully points out, right? You remember when New York City nurses were heroes who showed up every day at the height of the pandemic, risking their lives to save the lives of thousands of New Yorkers whose bodies were besieged by a deadly and highly contagious virus? We do. This is, I'm totally on board with these communists on this. I think that this is a valid thing to focus on because this is happening across the board. I think, you know, the MAGA movement that is no longer useful to Trump, they're out. And, you know, the cronyism is back in and we're not necessarily in a swamp anymore, but we are in a jungle of bullshit. And that's, you know, we're just being given the whole bread and circuses thing, but 21st century version, which is essentially, you know, Ozempic and now that we're not into bread, you know, it's past the 90s. So Ozempic and reality TV, that's it. Our government has become reality TV, okay? So what I'm saying is The Independent may be, you know, some communist rag or whatever, but I think they're right to focus on this. I think more people should be focusing on what's going on locally. And I think that's the reason why they're so focused on foreign policy. And the reason why you keep seeing all of this stuff about Iran and the Muslim Brotherhood and China and Venezuela, obviously that was for the oil. But there's all this shit going on that they keep trying to point to you that's abroad. And I am of the school of thought that whenever somebody's trying to point over there, you look the other way. Because that's what they if they want you to look over there, look over here, okay? And this is important because They are basically stripping away every gain that the workers made across the country during COVID, remote work, work-life balance, advocating for yourself, quitting your job when you know that you're not being treated right and you're being exploited, and knowing that you are worth more. All of this shit, they're stripping it away, and they're using AI. AI is how they're scaring the crap out of everyone. They're scaring the pants out of people while they still can, before people realize the benefits of AI, even though there are many, many, many dangers, I believe, and risks, and possibly the destruction of humanity. Yes, I do believe that there will be some benefits that they don't want people to avail themselves of right now, because it's more expedient to scare the shit out of people while AI is still being developed to replace them. They'll scare the shit out of you. Bloomberg will post Instagram post after Instagram post telling you how people will be replaced, how your souls will be replaced, how your art will be replaced, how your literature is going to be replaced, and you will be replaced. They want to scare people into not having self-worth anymore, right? To feel so replaceable that they can roll back every gain that people made during COVID, every gain that people made in the most important area, which is like the cultural conversation about how we talk about ourselves, what we are, who we are in this whole thing, and like what it means to be an American, right? And like and a worker, right? And are you only a worker? Are you not just also you? You know what I mean? Apart from all that shit. And I think they're using AI to scare the shit out of people about being replaced, so that, you know, you just don't think about that anymore, and you just go back to the rat race, and you keep your head down. That's what they want from you. And they're getting it, right? And then they're just distracting people with a bunch of crap about like Venezuela. And in the meantime, they're scaring the shit out of you and making you go back to work in an office if and when you can work remote. So I don't know, man. I don't know. This is what I'm saying. This is why you should sue. Sue everybody. Sue them. Okay? Just for fun. You're not going to win most of them. Who cares? Who cares? Annoy them. Annoy them. Don't go quiet into that dark night. Rage against the dying of remote work benefits and all that good-ish, okay? That's what you got to be doing. Don't let them just take you into that dark shed like a cow going to slaughter, okay? Don't let them treat you like cattle. You're not. Have some fucking self-esteem, for God's sake, okay? You have babies looking up to you. You want them to see you being cowed like that, letting these tech oligarchs make you feel like a rat in a maze? No. You turn around, you tell your babies to be lawyers, all of them, so that you can just raise, we should just raise an entire generation of exclusively lawyers. Like, they could do other stuff too. They could paint or whatever, but everybody has to be a lawyer. And then one day, one bright shining day, Americans will rise up in 1 billion member class action lawsuit against the government itself. That's what we need to, those are the goals, okay? If everybody raised their baby to be a lawyer, okay? A good lawyer, any way you could, okay? Apprenticeship, pass the bar, do the works, okay? Then we could one day form a class action lawsuit of the entire U.S. population versus the American government. And then we'll really take it, all right? It'll be like that, like Rock'em Sock'em Robot movie, right? Or like whatever, like Transformers, where we just all combine into a giant robot to fight the giant robot government, all right? And it doesn't even matter if you win. It's the fact that we stand up to them, and it's epic, and it'll be such good television, really good entertainment. That's all I'm saying. I wish these nurses luck. I really, really do, because they're not going to get anything. That's the problem. And as my understanding is, that they're taking all of the gains that they made during COVID, including nurse-patient ratios, right, which had been dialed back to a safe level and now are being ramped up again. They are also protesting about not having security. There are people coming into these hospitals with, razor blades and things, and nobody's protecting them. They're taking away their benefits. They're taking away competitive wages. And these are all, the three largest hospital networks in New York City, which are using the monopolistic powers that they have to get this shit done. And also taking advantage of the fact that nobody's paying attention to what's happening with these people now to be able to get away with it. That's what's happening all across the country. So, yeah, I think this is something we really got to keep in mind. Really, 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 truly keep it in mind. It's very important. Anyway, that's the story for the 15,000 nurses, which is really just another rant of mine. And then we're going to close it out with the second to last story. We'll try to cover the last story about fentanyl, but if not, I'll just carry that over into next week. All right. So, essentially, what's going on is the Department of Homeland Security has promised to send hundreds more federal agents into Minneapolis days after one shot and killed a woman there. There has been a lot going on. There's been mass protests and mobilization protesting the shooting of Renee Good, who was like a lesbian mom of one with her girlfriend. They were in the car and they were there just blocking a traffic stop. And which a lot of people have been saying is terrible and bad, and why were they doing that? I would just like to point out that there is a right, a privilege that we have here. It's called civil disobedience. And I will admit that they didn't seem to be acting civilly. You know, in the civil disobedience wasn't there. It was more like uncivil disobedience. But I don't know. Legally, the line has been a little blurred over the last few decades. And so I think it's a little disingenuous to act like, the 60s didn't happen, right? Where people, I mean, the level of civil disobedience that was happening in the 60s is, we don't even understand it, okay? If you read Hunter S. Thompson articles, you'll see that the things that were happening back then, there was arson, there were shots ringing, there was a lot of what we are trying to now call domestic terrorism. I mean, that shit was really going on back then. There was the Weather Underground. People were leaving bombs and shit everywhere. I'll tell you this. On the one hand, if you read the U.S. Justice Department news, you'll know that there have been people trying to bomb utilities and government institutions across the country, but they've been caught ahead of time. But it's not at the level that it was in the 60s, all right? We are, the way people are acting now are more like irate children compared to the people in the 60s. The people in the 60s were on much better drugs. The drugs were just pure cocaine, acid, like amazing mescaline, really, really good shit. And it gave people a level of conviction that you can only get on those particular drugs, okay? On like that strength of mescaline, of PCP, okay? You can't get that now. You can do crystal, you can do fentanyl, but those fentanyl will just fucking kill you. So you're not going to get far. And then crystal meth just makes you like horny, and then you stab somebody in the neck 17 times because you think it's like your uncle or something who molested you when you were a kid. But it's not really productive. It's not the most productive of drugs, okay? It's productive if you really, really want schizophrenia one day. Then you can work your way towards it by smoking a lot of crystal. But the drugs that they had back then, I mean, you could keep your ideologies intact and then be high out of your mind and then set fire to somebody's lawn in protest. And these things really literally happened. So to be up in arms about the way people act now compared to back then, when a lot of these lawsuits were happening that actually justified some of these people's actions as civil disobedience, Blocking a traffic stop, I mean, you know, it's obnoxious. And it is what a lesbian couple would do, though, right? Lesbian couples are some of the most disgruntled crusaders in the country. They go all across the country. They are like that. They are vegan. They are into animal movement, Budokan. They are into being white people with dreads. And they're not even all like gay women. You don't have to be a gay woman to be a lesbian couple. There are hetero lesbian couples. All that you have to do is, you know, one of you has to be a vegan. You have to own a Subaru together. And bonus points if one of you is into bouldering, both maybe, preferably, and going to visit national parks frequently. And you, so you have a camper on top of your Subaru. I mean, that those are lesbian couples. And they're, and the bumper stickers, if you look at the video that J.D. Vance shared, it's clearly, this is just one of those lesbian couples, and you can tell by the bumper stickers. The bumper stickers really, 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 really give it away. It just shows, and then the way they're dressed. I mean, the flannel and the beanies and the parkas. You know, it's pretty obvious that this is a lesbian couple, and it's the kind of lesbian couple that you would expect to act like this. But then again, that is your privilege here. This is what I'm saying. This is why you need to sue, because they don't even want you to be civil disobedient servants anymore, which is a part of exercising your right as an obnoxious American citizen. Lesbians really are the only ones doing the work right now. Okay. And so you got to give it to them. They're, look at this. Okay, I think it froze, so let's go out a little bit.
Show your face.
That's okay, we don't change our plates every morning, just so you know. It'll be the same plate when you come talk to us later. That's fine. U.S. citizen, former fucking president. You want to come at us? You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy. Go ahead.
Out of the car. Get out of the fucking car. Get out of the car. Whoa!
So, see, there you go. This is, holy shit. Okay. Look. Shooting somebody three times in the face. I don't know. The car thing, I guess, is an issue, right? Supposedly, like, she was trying to drive the car into him. Some people say that she was panicking. Be that as it may, why wasn't there, like, one shot? Like, why three shots? What was up with that? Also, didn't he call her a bitch at some point in some other video? I'm not sure. What I'm saying is, though, that people are entitled to being civilly disobedient, I guess. What would be the way to describe it that way? The problem is that a lot of people are acting uncivilly disobedient, and they don't actually know where the lines are. And they're also crusading kind of like they're living in some movie in their head. And so then they put themselves in these scenarios, and then they get popped, and now suddenly it's not a game anymore, and it's real, and now this person's tragically dead. At the same time, you know, why do we have ICE performatively conducting these raids, right? It doesn't even seem like this is... How effective are these raids in the grand scheme of things, really? I don't know. They're a performance, right? They're to discourage people from trying to cross the border. And I guess it's been effective, but at what cost, right? Now you have this lesbian, no kid. Her kid lost her mom, and her lover lost her lover. And the ICE agent lost his integrity. And he's going to carry that with him for his whole life, whatever that leads to. And so that's kind of where these things end. So what is, like, the thing about this kind of thing is kind of, this is the level of controversy where the culture wars take over and people just, nobody's committed to the truth. That's why they just use different camera angles to just, they're committed to their spin. They're committed to their story that makes whatever their opinions are make them look like heroes or make them look like they're right. And there are not enough people that are committed to the truth that are actually saying anything. But the people that are out there. I think they're the majority, actually. It's like the silent majority kind of deal where people know that this is like this tragic, senseless thing. They see both sides. But then it's like you get to the end of it and it's like, what do you do? What do you do? You know what you do? You sue. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, that's all the time that I have today. Thank you for tuning in to the Melissa Diaz Report. I've been Melissa Diaz. I am leaving now. It's the end of the podcast. Thank you for joining me. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Messing around with this clicker, this switchboard. I'm trying to make it work. I'll keep working on it. In the meantime, I guess I will get a video editor. God damn it. They got me. AI, you fucked up, man. You could have had this, but you fucked up. So now I'm going to have to get an editor, a human, no less, to actually do the job that you're supposed to be replacing them with. So, God bless America. Have a wonderful week. I'll talk to you next week. Hopefully you're getting enough sleep. I'll try to as well. And until then, adios. Arrivederci.